What if the secret to getting everything you want is wanting it less? This paradox sits at the heart of a technique that's transformed lives from Hollywood to hospital beds, a simple mechanism that contradicts everything our culture teaches about achievement, yet produces results that willpower alone never could. The path to freedom doesn't require years of therapy or spiritual retreats. It requires something far more challenging, the willingness to feel what you've spent your life avoiding. We live in a world obsessed with control. We manage our schedules, curate our images, and suppress our inconvenient emotions. Yet this very control creates the suffering we're trying to escape. Think of holding a beach ball underwater. It takes constant effort, and the moment your attention wavers, it explodes to the surface with even greater force. Your suppressed emotions work exactly the same way. There's a reason you can remember traumatic events from childhood, but forget what you had for breakfast last Tuesday. Unresolved feelings don't disappear. They accumulate like sediment at the bottom of a lake, clouding everything above them. Most people handle emotions through three equally ineffective strategies: stuffing them down, suppression, dumping them on others, expression, or distracting themselves with Netflix, wine, or work, escape. None of these actually dissolve the feeling. Here's what does: allowing the feeling to exist without resistance, not analyzing it, not justifying it, not expressing it, just experiencing it fully until it naturally dissolves. This sounds deceptively simple because it is. The difficulty lies in our resistance to discomfort, our addiction to the stories we tell about our feelings. When you feel angry at your partner, you're not just experiencing anger. You're running an entire narrative about who's wrong, who's right, what they should have done, what you'll say next. Strip away the story, and what remains? A physical sensation in your chest or stomach, a wave of energy moving through your body. Without the story fueling it, that energy dissipates in minutes. Consciousness operates on a scale from 1 to 1,000, where emotions vibrate at specific frequencies that either drain or amplify your life force. At the bottom lurks shame, 20, followed by guilt, 30, grief, 75, and fear, 100, energy black holes that consume vitality. The critical turning point arrives at courage, 200. Below this line, you drain energy from yourself and others. Above it, you generate energy and contribute to the world. This explains why some people exhaust you while others energize you just by being present. Beyond courage lies neutrality, 250, where you stop needing to control everything. Higher still, willingness, 310, and acceptance, 350, unlock new effectiveness. At love, 500, you radiate love as a state of being. Life flows, synchronicities multiply. What seemed impossible becomes effortless. I can't lose weight. I can't leave this job. These statements feel like concrete truth. They're actually disguised choices wearing impossibility's mask. Visualize yourself doing what you claim you can't do. What feelings arise? Embarrassment? Fear of judgment? There's your real obstacle, not incapacity, but unwillingness to feel uncomfortable emotions. Apathy thrives on blame because blame offers irresistible payoffs. You become the innocent victim, collect sympathy, and never risk change. The cost? Your freedom. Viktor Frankl forgave Nazi prison guards. Others in your exact situation chose differently. The question isn't whether you can change, it's what you're getting from staying stuck. Most people carry chronic, low-grade grief, not from death, but from unlived lives and abandoned dreams. Men especially harbor decades of unshed tears, terrified that starting means never stopping. The truth? Grief is time-limited. Fully surrendered to, it moves through you in 10 to 20 minutes before subsiding. Keep surrendering each time it resurfaces, and you exhaust the reservoir. Resist it, and you carry the same grief for decades, letting it calcify into depression or physical illness. Grief's root is attachment, believing your completeness depends on external things remaining unchanged. I need you to be happy versus I choose to share happiness with you might seem semantic, but energetically, they're worlds apart. Every fear guards a gate, convinced it's protecting you from annihilation, Fear of rejection guards against not belonging. Fear of failure protects your self-image. These guardians are loyal but misinformed. What they protect you from are often doorways to freedom. What you resist persists. What you face dissolves. Your shadow, everything you've deemed unacceptable, must be integrated to become whole. The shadow, integrated, becomes wisdom. Denied, it becomes sabotage. Strong desire repels what you want by broadcasting, "I do not have." Anxious, grasping energy rarely attracts opportunities, yet when you feel complete, they appear effortlessly. The universe responds to your energetic state, not your words. Desperately wanting a job vibrates at, "I don't have a job." Surrendering desperation while choosing the outcome aligns you with receiving it. This explains why achievements disappoint you. You get the house or promotion, feel briefly satisfied, then the emptiness returns because you haven't addressed its source. The alternative isn't renouncing goals, it's releasing attachment. Choose what you want, visualize it lovingly, then let go. Take inspired action without anxious striving. Most anger stems from believing you deserve recognition you're not getting. Self-sacrifice creates resentment because it's manipulation disguised as generosity. When you give to get acknowledgement, you've entered a covert contract. The secret to transforming relationships? Give without expecting anything in return. Find joy in the giving itself. Paradoxically, when you stop demanding acknowledgement, it flows naturally. Everyone in your life mirrors what you haven't acknowledged in yourself. That irritating person? Examine your own hidden patterns. Use relationships as curriculum for self-awareness. Pride masquerades as strength, but reveals profound weakness. The proud person remains defenseless, constantly vulnerable to others' opinions and needing perpetual validation. True strength requires no defense because it knows its own value. The humble person cannot be humiliated because they're not inflated in the first place. Pride makes you exploitable. You'll pay triple for designer labels, sacrifice health for status, relationships for reputation. The alternative to pride isn't shame, it's gratitude. Shift from "look what I've accomplished" to "look what I've been given," transforming your relationship with success from fragile to unshakable. Courage marks where life shifts from happening to you to happening through you. Below courage, you're essentially a victim. Circumstances control you. Others determine your happiness. At courage and above, you become a creator. Circumstances become opportunities. Happiness flows from within. This shift starts with willingness, examining your feelings, facing your fears, taking responsibility for your inner state. At this level, you stop asking, "What can I get?" and start asking, "What can I give?" Money transforms from anxiety into a tool. Work shifts from obligation to meaningful contribution. Below courage, life feels like punishment. At courage, it becomes an adventure where you recognize your freedom to choose your response to any circumstance. Love isn't something you fall into. It's what remains when fear, anger, and pride no longer obscure it. Not an emotion, but your natural state. This level brings transformation that seems miraculous externally, but feels natural within. People respond differently, situations resolve effortlessly, and impossibilities become simple through love's inherent power. Unconditional love brings inner joy independent of circumstances. Energy becomes inexhaustible without resistance draining it. Life unfolds through synchronicity rather than struggle. You perceive essence over form, seeing perfection everywhere by recognizing deeper reality. A dying tree becomes beautiful in decay. A difficult person reveals hidden suffering. The separation between yourself and the universe dissolves. Unity consciousness arrives more frequently, moments when the boundary between observer and observed disappears, revealing yourself as the awareness in which all experience arises. Chronic problems suddenly resolve as energy previously locked in suppression fuels creativity and enjoyment. Physical health improves as you release identifying as a body and recognize yourself as awareness experiencing one. You're already complete and free, just covered by accumulated negativity like dust on a mirror. The letting go mechanism doesn't acquire something new, but reveals what's always been present. Each surrendered emotion removes another layer, allowing your natural radiance to shine more clearly. Your self-identification evolves through distinct stages. I am the body, then I am the mind experiencing the body. Finally, I am the awareness witnessing mind, emotions, and body. This isn't intellectual understanding, but direct recognition. You discover yourself as the unchanging screen on which life's movie plays. The invitation is simple, but not easy. Feel what you've been avoiding, face what you've been fleeing, surrender what you've been clutching. Not all at once, but gradually, consistently, with courage to remain present. Each moment of surrender is a homecoming. Chronic anxiety evaporates, old grudges lose their grip, triggering situations meet unexpected calm. You don't need to believe any of this. Just try it. The next time difficult emotion arises, simply allow it to be there. Feel it fully without the story. Your direct experience will reveal the freedom that's been waiting here all along.